from Gilmer, Texas. He ended up sort of having the best of both the Chicago blues styles and also Texas blues styles. When he was fairly young, his family moved to Chicago from the Gilmer area, and he ended up being steeped in the blues, listening to people like Howling Wolf and quite a number of others. Here's Freddie King with the title track to his disc, Burglar.
She's a burglar. She broke into my mind. She's a burglar. Took everything she could find. She looked into my eyes. They came out from the socket. And just like that, my heart was gone. She put it in. We'll be right back.
ever had. Well, I've been looking and trying to find someone to call my home. Yes, I've been looking and trying to find someone to call my home. But without your love, pretty baby,
Magic Sam with I Need You So Bad. Magic Sam, originally from Mississippi, ended up in Chicago and recording for Cobra Records back in the mid to late 1950s. He was one of the architects of what would be called the West Side sound of Chicago blues. And unfortunately, he didn't. He had a heart attack in 1969 at the age of 32. Otherwise, we'd have heard a lot more of his music. Very distinctive artist, high gospel-tinged vocals, and these really skittering guitar notes that were one of his trademarks. He was preceded by Freddie King. The two must have known each other a bit in Chicago back in the 1950s. We heard Freddie, though, from 1974 doing the title track to his disc Burglar. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to somebody that ran away from his home in Maryland to go to Chicago and meet Magic Sam. We're talking about Bobby Radcliffe. He found Magic Sam in Cook County Hospital, and Magic Sam was so taken by this young guy that came all that way to find him that Sam ended up taking him out to a lot of the West Side clubs, that sort of thing. Here is Bobby Radcliffe, who definitely gives us a sense of Magic Sam's style on guitar. Bobby Radcliffe with a number called Hard Road to Travel.
About it, but I know I can't paint them no mind. sweetest girl I know.
Howling Wolf from August of 1964. Howling Wolf with Louise. He had on guitars on that track Hubert Sumlin, of course, and also Buddy Guy. Before hearing Howling Wolf, we heard Bobby Ratcliffe from a disc that came out back in 1990 on Blacktop Records called Dresses Too Short. Ratcliffe did a number called Hard Road to Travel, and again, he was definitely an exponent of that Magic Sam style of blues guitar. We're going to turn next to a tune that may give you an inkling where Howling Wolf picked up a lyric or two for his Smokestack Lightning. We're going to turn to the band the Mississippi Sheiks. They recorded just loads of tracks from 1930 or so on up to the mid-1930s. Very, very, very popular string band, African-American string band. Here they are recorded in December of 1930 with a number called Stop and Listen Blues.
Like gold, right?
my baby laying on a cool and cold. Gonna hurt the lonesome mama rolling for your door. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, gonna hurt the lonesome rolling for your door. She's gone, she's won't be back no more. Oh, stop and listen. Yeah, I'm a belly tone. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama. Oh, stop and listen. Yeah, the belly tone. Sweet little Pharaoh, but she's dead and gone. Crying, falling my baby down to the barren ground. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama. I'm falling my baby to the barren ground. Was acting all around.
Listen up, everybody, cause I've got something to say. I'm out falling in love. Met today. I don't quite know how to feel. I can't believe she's real. Got me mumbling, stumbling around in a fuzzy haze. She makes pizza at the joint on the corner of 5th and Main. I'm going back down there, gonna ask her what's her name. Gonna tell her just how I feel. I can only hope that she'll maybe smile at me and say she feels the same. My heart started pounding like a runaway train. Knees started knocking when she called my name. Ain't nothing, never, never, ever gonna be the same. She's the one that brightens up my day. Sun shines on her, even when it rains. I'd say it's plain to see what's happening to me. I'm a different man than I was yesterday. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare your half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone. Woman, take you way up high. She's the kind of woman set your world on fire. A woman like that, I just can't leave alone. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare you half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone.
No Chicken on a Bone. That was Delbert McClinton and the Self-Made Men from their disc Tall, Dark, and Handsome. And on fiddle on that track, Stuart Duncan. He was a great, great bluegrass fiddler, and he's also obviously quite a fine swing fiddler. Before hearing Delbert McClinton with Stuart Duncan, we heard the Mississippi Sheiks from 1930 doing Stop and Listen Blues. Definitely sounds like that tune inspired Smokestack Lightning. Walter Vincent on guitar and vocals, and on the violin, Lonnie Chapman. One of the Mississippi Sheiks' most famous recordings was the tune Sitting on Top of the World. We're going to go back now to the late 40s, maybe as late as 1951, and listen to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, one of the best blues duets, Piedmont-style blues duets, probably in all time. Here they are with their rendition of Sitting on Top of the World.
I need a running, holding up your hand. I can get me a woman quicker you can a man. But now she gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. And on top of the world, with my legs hanging down, my baby done quit me, gone out of this town. But now she gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Summer and all the fall. Now I'm gonna take my Christmas and my aura home. But now she gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Bye bye, baby. Honey, if you call that gone, it may worry me some, baby, but it won't last long. But now you gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Call me to leave my happy home. But someday you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. You told everybody in your neighborhood what a dirty mistreater, didn't mean you no good. But someday you You ain't gotta worry my life anymore. When I had money, I had plenty of friends. I ain't got no money, baby, honey, even no friends. But someday, you ain't gotta worry my life anymore. If I had money like Henry Ford, I'd have me a woman on every road. But bye-bye, you ain't gotta worry my life anymore.
Fred's Worried Life Blues, Mississippi. Fred McDowell recorded back in 1965, a number that's pretty close to Someday Baby and maybe a few other old blues classics. Before we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee from the late 40s or early 1950. We heard them do a rendition of, again, a tune that the Mississippi Sheiks made famous, Sitting on Top of the World. Well, we just heard Fred's Worried Life Blues. The most common Worried Life Blues is the one Big Maceo Merriweather recorded with Tampa Red back in July of 1941. It was covered by a number of people over the years, including Ray Charles. They had a piano-guitar duo somewhat Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell some years prior. Here they are again from 1941, Big Maceo Merriweather on piano and vocals. He was a very influential pianist as far as Chicago blues was concerned. Big Maceo with Tampa Red on guitar doing a number called I Got the Blues.
Just tell me, baby, just tell me, baby, what can I do to change your mind? Hey, hey, baby, can I change your mind? I got the freight train blue, the tracks is out of line. You got a man in the east and a man in the west, just sitting here wondering who you love the best. Hey, hey, what can I do to change your mind? I got the blues for you, baby. You keep me worried all the time. Say you love me, I believe in you. You trying to quit me, what more can I do? Hey, hey, baby, can I change your mind? I got the blues for you, baby. You keep me worried all the time.
Boy, you know I got the blues. Now play them for me now.
Yes, 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 yes. Got 'em. My papa got 'em. My sister told me that she had them too. Hey, hey, mama, what can I do? Some old day you will want
for you. You can't help but say I'm gone. Now some call me wood chopping sound. Some call me wood cutting bin. The last girl I cut the wood for, you know, she wants me back again. I'm a cross-cut saw. Just drag me across your lawn. I'll cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say I'm gone.
Albert King. Albert King from November of 1966, doing a number that took him to number 34 slot on the R&B charts. The number was first recorded many years prior to this by Tommy McLennan, the Mississippi blues man. McLennan recorded from about 1939 to maybe early 42 in Chicago. Recorded some very interesting blues, some of it very influential. And in this case, Crosscut Saw goes back to McLennan. Before we heard Albert King, we heard Big Maceo Merriweather on piano and vocals with Tampa Red on guitar, recorded in December of 1941, doing a number called I Got the Blues. We're going to turn next to the other King, B.B. King. Riley B. King, his real name. Albert King's real name was Albert Nelson. There's some confusion between the two, possibly intended. Both of them were born in the vicinity of Indianola, Mississippi, back in the 1920s. B.B. King called his guitar Lucy. Albert King called his guitar Lucille. So you make the decision. But again, B.B. King's last name was really King. Here he is from 1962, B.B. King here on KRVS with My Baby's Coming Home.
Nothing else to lose. I'm gonna count my twos. I'm taking off my shoes. My baby's coming home. My baby's coming home. When I first heard this, boy, I did the twist. My baby's coming home. The things I did before that made her go, I ain't gonna do no more. And I'm telling you so. My baby's coming home. My baby's coming home. When I first got a wife, boy, I thought I would die. My baby's coming home. I'm eating all the planes, I'm eating all the trains. I'm checking on the bus, boy, I'm kicking up a fuss. My baby's coming home. My baby's coming home. If she was coming back to you, boy, you'd be a fool too. My baby's coming home. To make me shake, I'm about to get a break and lose this whole ache. My baby's coming home. My baby's coming home. I'm gonna change my ways. I'll be busy for days. My baby's coming home.
1980. That was a Muddy Waters band with a number called Forever Lonely. That first appeared on disc back in, it was on the King B album. Muddy, along with Johnny Winter, Bob Margolin, and Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, all these guys on guitars, and Calvin Jones on bass, Willie Big Eye Smith on drums, Pine Top Perkins on piano, and Jerry Portnoy on blues harp. Again, the Muddy Waters band. Before we heard Muddy, we heard B.B. King from 1962 with a rollicking little number, My Baby's Coming Home. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to James Cotton, who was a harp player in Muddy Waters Band for quite a while, from 1955. He came from Memphis to Chicago and stayed with Muddy till 1966 or so, and was on around some tracks after that, but ended up forming his own band and had quite a bit of success over the years. Here is James Cotton doing a number for us, James on blues harp and vocals. A number for us called Nose Open.
I got something to tell y'all. You know it ain't no fun. Somebody's nose is open, and it looks like mine's the one. You got my nose. You got my nose open. You got my nose open. Woman, all of my money. I told her, go ahead on and spend it. You got my nose open so wide, you can bag a Mack truck in it. You got my nose. You got my nose open. You got my nose. My woman and nobody else. The woman got a spell on me, and I just can't help myself. You got my nose open. You got my nose open. You got my nose. No matter how hard I try.
reason why. I bought you a nice car just to watch you drive away. Yes, I bought you a nice car just to watch you drive away. You just left me lonely. You didn't have a word to say. You're wrong, baby. Yes, you're wrong. Yes, you're wrong.
Slam Allen from his 2015 release, the disc is called Feel These Blues. Sam Allen, for some years, was a frontman for James Cotton's band. He was lead guitarist also. And, of course, we heard James Cotton just before hearing Slam Allen. We heard James Cotton on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Nose Open. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org, and you can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are member-supported public radio, and thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. From a disc called American Music Texas Style, here's Clarence Gateman. Gatemouth Brown with a number called Half Steppin'. Gatemouth Brown. We'll be right back.
Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Saint-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is grangereyestudio.com.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. And from the year 2002, here is Angela Straley.